to Upton 2013, Upton Folk Festival. Because why else would you bother, frankly?
And I've already established that there is no Upton girl, nor is there an Upton Abbey.
Yeah.
It's disappointing, really.
Rubbish.
Rubbish, yeah.
Rubbish.
But it's good to establish these things early.
Yeah. If you say so.
I do. Hello, dearest Zoom. This is Robert here, coming to you live from a bus in Worcestershire.
Yeah, a bus.
A bus. I can't remember what number it was. It was three something. Fee has the memory of an elephant, so... Fee is also... Oh, no, it's just the end of the wire. That's fine. So yeah, we're waiting to... arrive in Upton, where there's meant to be some kind of shindig going on.
Shindig? A splendid shindig.
A splendid shindig. It's easy for you to say. And the question is there anybody with sandals on? We need somebody who can tell us.
Anybody what?
With sandals on.
Oh.
And a pipe.
Yeah, I've had thoughts about your 30th birthday. I won't be buying you a pipe.
Will you not?
No, because you might actually like it. And it would be all stinky.
Yeah. That's very kind of you. No, I have never smoked anything. I don't have that much intention of starting now.
That much? Just a little intention.
Well, to go away. There are plenty of other things I'd like to spend my money on. Like... you.
And journeys to see me?
Journeys to see you, yes. I fear that one way or another, First Great Western is going to be getting quite a lot of our money.
Yes. Yeah, do you think if I move to London, do you think we should do removal by train?
Yeah. And I think they should be doing it for free after, you know, presumably by then you would...
Yeah, like a loyalty thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like people get air miles.
Yeah, or as compensation for making me stand on Reading platform for an hour the other night.
Yeah, that was rubbish.
Last night, too.
Yeah.
This time yesterday I was presumably still working.
This time today, this time last week, I think we were with Mark.
We would have been. Yes.
And he was probably telling you to put some socks on you. Still.
I'll put the sock in it, I'm not sure which.
Or both, yeah.
It wouldn't be so rude. Well.
It might.
Not in front of people, anyway.
It might in front of me.
Maybe. Apparently Upton, once upon a time, had a railway line.
Lots of places did.
But it went before Beeching.
Oh, before Beeching?
It was on some line linking... Malvern with I think towards sort of Tewkesbury.
Oh. I hope we don't miss Upton, because then otherwise we probably will end up in Malvern and that would be really annoying. Either up there, like in Malvern or Pershore or something. I don't really want to do that.
I'm not sure that either of them are sort of in line. I would have thought we would have.
Yeah, but you know what buses are like, they go all over the place.
Yeah, but it'd be doing a... Oh, and also, when the chap said, do you want this bus, he didn't say that as a either of those as its destination.
True.
Admittedly, he didn't say Upton either, but... But I presume that Upton, you know, has the feel of a little town about it or something, and it's going to be quite busy, so yeah, we'll probably queue it through it. Because they all know that you're coming, you see.
Yeah.
We also presumably need to cross the river to get into it.
I don't know.
And I gather that it's the only place between Worcester and Tewkesbury where there's a bridge across the river.
Yeah, and it often gets shut when there's flooding and stuff.
The River Eight, that is.
River Eight?
Yeah.
Oh, you silly river.
Yeah, I am.
That's only funny if you know what the river's really called, of course.
Yeah, it's actually called Two.
Don't get in a Two and Eight.
Yeah. Okay,
get dressed up to the nines instead.
As a clue to those on Audioboo who live in other parts, poor people, don't know why they don't live here. The name of said river is between 0 and 10.
But it's not the River Thames.
It's not the River Thames. Oh, dear.
The name of the place that we said earlier might be a clue. Upton upon somewhere.
Oh yeah, you'll have to listen back now to find out. That's assuming you've listened this far.
Well, there is that, yeah.
It's assuming that Fee ever gets around to editing it.
I might do, like, next year or something.
Yeah, maybe. It doesn't have many stops, this bus, does it?
Well, it probably does, but, like, nobody wants them.
Yeah, I see.
About the tube though in London, because it stops everywhere,
yeah,
whether people want it or not.
Yeah, it's if you miss it, then it's pretty easy to, if you miss your stop, it's easy to go back.
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to my boo from when I got back from seeing you? Rhyming deliberately, of course, where I ended up speaking to the drunk chap on the tube.
No, I haven't heard it yet.
Who then subsequently missed his stop and was then deciding whether he should believe me that he'd missed his stop.
Well, I mean, what do you know? Your eyes don't work properly.
Well, absolutely. Right. This
feels, it obviously impacts on your brain too.
This feels a bit busier. Could you hold the thing for a moment?
Yeah.
Do you mind? Bang.
Centre of Upton, or?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Okay. Splendid.
Upton,
you've got a
centre,
there's nothing else.
Mm.
Here you are.
Hang on a second, I just need to put my bag
on. I haven't put my coat on either.
Okay, let me grab it off you. Okay, got it. Okay.
I will.
Carry my coat.
Yeah, check you've got everything though.
Yeah, I am.
Thank you very much.